And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and we have a great show for you today. The one, the only Rod Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay is here. We're going to be talking kayaks, we're going to talk fishing, and a whole bunch more, so you stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. What a great day today is going to be.
Beautiful weather here in Southern California, and a beautiful guy in the studio here with us, our buddy, Ron Lane, Fast Lane Kayaks. Good morning, Ron.
Oh, it's good to be here.
Yeah.
And look at this view from your office.
Not bad, right?
The world headquarters has a good view.
Oh, it
especially
does.
When it's sunny and gorgeous like it is today. A little chilly out for Southern California,
man.
Though, this morning.
Oh, it's going to be nice.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be a beautiful day, and, you know, they're biting.
They are biting.
I mean,
yeah.
I know New Luann was out there catching tuna.
I went to the tackle store right after the radio show yesterday, and by 9:30 we had our first call from one of our boats already finished with limits of bluefin. So by 9:30 in the morning, they were done with limits for the. They basically finished off limits, and they reserved, like, I don't know, a few fish because they were going to go look for big ones. I regrettably don't know how the trip finished up, but they were going to go.
It finished pretty well.
Well, yeah, clearly. But they were going to go look for big ones, then also maybe look for yellowtail after that. But, yeah, limits by 9:30 in the morning.
And
yesterday.
Beautiful weather. I know
so cool.
We have Roger Colwell's on our Royal Polaris Let's Talk Hookup trip right now, and they are crushing the tuna. Yeah, absolutely, on the lower
so
banks.
Cool.
Great weather. Fantastic. They'll be back Wednesday. But, the long-range fishing has just been spectacular.
Kind of everything right now.
Yeah.
It's wild to see that the Guadalupe is still fantastic, you know, late into the season. It's just everything. Everything is good. Guadalupe's really good. The rocks have been great for Wahoo.
Yeah. And then the East Cape,
the ridge
too.
Fishing. Yeah, this is just a – it's almost like we took, took our fall and just pushed it into the wintertime.
Into December.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, well, it technically is still fall.
Okay.
So,
right,
yeah, we'll go with that, yeah.
Well, when I woke up, walked out the door this morning, it didn't feel like it.
Yeah. Well, it feels more like winter here. But anyway, but it's summer every day at Fastlane, right?
Well, you know, it kind of is. I feel like I work at Disneyland.
Yeah.
Toys, fun.
Well,
great
clients. That's what you sell. You sell fun.
Well, and yesterday with that little tournament's going on in Mission Bay, a 15-year-old on his first time beat all my team guys.
Wow. How cool.
Yeah, his grandpa and him never been in a tournament, and they joined the kayak tournament with the SoCal Anglers.
Uh-huh.
And he won it.
That's cool.
Wow.
Oh, it was great. Yeah, and they were on, the Hobie I-11 blow-up ones.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So they showed up, blowed up, and the guys go, well, how do you use these trays to measure the fish? And they had to explain it to them. And the kid went out and won the tournament.
That's so rad. Good for him.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was really fun watching all those guys kind of, appreciate the kid.
Yeah.
And,
is that a spotty tournament?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, that's rad.
Mission Bay has some great spotty fishing.
No doubt.
Well, yeah, and they had a toy drive next to us. So, the CCA guys.
Yeah.
And there was just so much going on at the marina that it was felt like summer.
Yeah.
It was cool. And so, it was a beautiful day.
It was.
And the good news is at Fastlane, you have product. I mean, it's been a a struggle summer for you, I know, and fall, but finally you've got product.
No, it's so great. Gosh, I love seeing kayaks piled up. And people walk in and they're surprised now.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Whoa, where you walk?
Look at all that.
You know? How'd you do that?
Exactly. Oh, groveling.
Yeah. So what's the hot deal? What's selling?
You know what's been really selling is guys that have kayaks are starting to gear up their kids, their grandkids, and we have those great passports. The passport 10 is so reasonable. It's $14.99.
Really?
And you got a Mirage Drive, you got a comfortable seat. They actually made that seat too comfortable. It's too close to the Compass seat, which is the next boat up.
Right.
And so I just opened up a 22 Compass. It has the same seat now.
Wow.
So they so I go, yeah, that's a very comfortable
seat. So Passport's kind of like an introductory kayak.
You know, it's more than that. But that's really what it was intended for.
Yeah.
Like that was the idea, but they hit it too far out of the park?
Kind of.
That's cool. All
the bells and whistles?
Well, the less is more strategy, kind of. Do we really need all this hatches and things? Well, no. And if you want them, you can add them.
Right.
So it does come in at that great price point, and it gives me something to sell that's, kind of in competition with Craigslist.
Yeah.
Who I feel is my only competitor.
Yeah.
So what's the next level up? So you have Passport. So when somebody comes in and says, I want a kayak, how do you sell them a kayak?
Well, that's a really great question, Pete, because it's hard to where do you fit?
Right.
How do you start kayak fishing? Or how maybe you're only fishing a little bit.
Yeah. I'm a fisherman. I want to get out on the water more. What should I get?
Okay. And so the questions we start asking are, well, where are you going to store it? Where are you going to what kind of vehicle are you transporting with?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going to fish? What's your intent? I mean, here we live in a place that you can fish these beautiful lakes. You can go to all these, places like, come on, you fish this bay for years and you don't fish every spot.
Sure.
It's such a dynamic bay. I'm looking out at so many areas that you could go catch fish right now.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, your view from your office is amazing. And Mission Bay. Man, then we haven't even started with La Jolla. So some of these guys will go, well, I want to fish La Jolla and I want to catch me a yellowtail. Well, okay, get an Outback.
An Outback.
Mm-hmm. And so we ask a lot of questions.
What's the difference between a Passport and an Outback?
Right, great question.
Really, really a little bit of comfort, a little bit of speed, and then tackle management.
Mm-hmm.
When you sit in that Outback, guys like Kevin Nakata, Morgan Prominence, myself, many team guys have spent years fishing out of that. My sons, Jared and Hayden, fishing out of that boat. And when they remodeled it, They had a long list of things that they could make better.
Right.
And that boat just knocked it out of the park.
I love that Outback. That's my favorite boat.
It's light, maneuverable, yep. And tackle management. You got this big hatch in the middle, double-handed steering, and the new Mirage Drive that goes in reverse and has kick-up fins. So there's nothing you're lacking. You don't need to add anything.
Right.
Jump on the boat and go. Now, the guys at La Jolla will go, well, I want to take bait. I want a fish finder. Well, we got all that. That's just really easy.
So you can add that.
And it's all modular. Everything attaches to the boat.
It does. And what is really great, it clips off. Maybe you just want to go out with one rod and just go catch bodies for 2 hours. You don't need to take all that stuff.
Yeah.
So really, a guy that's shopping for a kayak can come in and we can talk to him and really get him, you know, started right.
Yeah.
Not everybody needs an Outback.
Now, can you put a bait tank on the Passport?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? Wow.
The bait tank fits everything but the inflatables.
Wow.
How about that new Lynx?
Yeah.
The 40-pound Lynx.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
I mean, I'm getting guys going, well, you know, I better get my wife a Lynx. It'll be a very good...
Super stable.
Super stable and fast, and it'll be a really good boat to loan your buddies when she doesn't want to go.
And so easy to deal with. I mean, so easy to load in the car or, you know, take down to the beach or whatever it may be. I mean, just an easy boat to deal with.
Oh, it's one of my favorites.
Can you put a bait tank on the Lynx?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, you saw Hayden and I
out.
We were on the mothership trip. Those guys loved us because the guys on the island were going, wow, why aren't all you guys having these boats? They're so light for them to launch.
So what's the difference between the Lynx, it was 40 pounds, how much does a Passport weigh?
Passport's going to be, you know, in that 80 pounds.
Okay.
80 pounds. You know,
and then what about an Outback?
80. It's very difficult to build a boat with rotomolding or thermoform under a certain weight.
Yeah.
Because they got to be a certain size.
Sure.
So a 12-foot boat.
Still manageable.
Oh, yeah.
Still car top.
Oh, easily.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they have all the tricks to do it.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, with the skid plates and the loading thing.
Yeah.
It's easy. And good handles and things. I mean, the setup of the boat, the Outback's been built for over 20 years.
Wow.
So, you know, hey, when you go redesign it, let's not mess this up. So they had a long list of things like, okay, let's make better steering, better tackle management, better bow entry. That boat just home run.
Yeah. And then, so stuff's back in inventory. We haven't touched on the inflatables yet. So talk about the new inflatables from Hogan.
Well, that's the boat that for the last few years we've really been excited about because Debbie and I have been going to Mammoth in the summers and, you know, we want to just put them in the car and not worry about stuff on top of the car.
And show up and blow up.
That's one of my favorite sayings because you can literally show up. Well, one of the first trips we went up there to experiment with, we took a couple 11-footers, had them in the back of the car. We showed up, blowed up. 20 minutes later, both of us had caught a trout.
Wow.
That means we blew up two boats, rolled them down, launched them, and we're on a trout. At Lake Mary, we parked right, you know, right in a little kind of off the side of the road and just rolled down a little walkway. That was so fun.
Yeah, that's cool.
And now Hayden has been exploring up with Mammoth and he's found a ton of places to go. He calls them his secret spots.
Wow.
And he's been hiking in and doing. And so now we're really thinking about these inflatable stand-up paddle boards to go fishing off of. And because you can hike them in on a backpack.
Right.
Because they're light. There's one of the new ones I've got that's only 18 pounds.
Whoa.
So, you know, you could, with a fly rod and an 18-pound backpack, you could get into some of these lakes that just nobody's around.
Nobody's there. Cool. And into spots that nobody can access.
I was going to say, and they're so rarely accessed, and they're never accessed by a boat, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that's cool.
And just the whole thing of, I don't really want to catch a lot of fish. I just want to catch one. You know, and go just and one. Look.
I don't know about you. I want to catch a bunch.
You don't want to catch one. You want to catch one more. Yeah. That's it.
So when you're at Mammoth, though, you're so distracted with how beautiful the place is. So we're paddling around rubbernecking it and fishing.
That's it.
And there's lots of places like that, too.
Yeah, I was so amazed.
So the I-9, which is one of the newer models, how much does it weigh?
That one weighs 20 pounds.
That's it?
The hull weighs 20 pounds. Now, when you clip the seat on it, and you have the Mirage drive in it, and you clip the rudder system on, that process from bag to boat is right around 4 minutes.
Wow.
No kidding.
So crazy. 20 pounds with all that gear?
No, that's the hull.
Okay. So
now,
when you
roll that thing in its bag, it's the whole package with pumps and patch kits and everything is under 50 pounds.
So you could check it as luggage on an airplane.
You can roll up.
Yeah.
Maui, here we
take
come.
Take it somewhere. Cool. Take it up to Montana or take it somewhere.
That was the design parameters on that 9-footer, which we're really excited about.
Yeah.
I mean, we got pictures of Hayden with that big dog Sunday walking around on it and hanging 10 on the boat while he's out fishing.
Yeah.
That's me cool. up. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Him and Anita have been exploring a lot of little lakes with those blow-ups. And we have pictures, and it's just, you go, wow.
Yeah.
Where's that? I want to go.
What's that?
That's cool.
Yeah. And so the I-9 has a seat.
Yep.
And it has a rudder. It has a Mirage drive.
Yeah.
And so you're dry.
Oh, yeah. No, it's
not like, it's like the next step up from a float tube.
Oh, way step.
Yeah, big
step.
These
are fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, these boats, the whole inflatable line on Hobie has been expanded this year.
Wow.
With some bumps in the road, we didn't get them. So we did get the 9s because it was the simplest and they could get that product to us. And we still have a bunch available right now. I bought 35 of them a couple weeks ago, and we've got a bunch of them left.
Wow.
And it's a great boat. And if you want to see how they do, you can come in the store and look at them and just see the bag and the presentation. What a great present for under the tree.
No doubt.
I mean, if you get one of, if there's a kayak guy out that says, well, hey, I want to get a kayak for my wife, but it'd be nice if I could fish off it a little bit. We got the boat.
That's cool. Yeah. And you can throw it in the back trunk of your car.
Right.
Take it on an airplane. Go wherever you want to go.
Oh, perfect present.
Yeah. You have a lot of good presents, like all the salty crew gear there and all the different accessories for kayaks.
I was wearing my little elf hat yesterday.
Total toy store. Stand-up paddle boards.
Well, Toys R Us.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. And what a gift that Ron has brought in today.
Yeah, no doubt, man. So much cool stuff to cover. I mean, Hobie's just expanded so much and so much fun. Fishing to talk about and all the different boats. It's just going to be a great show, and we'd love to hear from you today. If you want to join us on Let's Talk Hookup, give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you call us this morning. Or text the show. Text the show being so popular lately. We love reading all your texts. Those are only available via the Let's Talk Hookup app, which is a free download. It's very easy to find. Just download that Let's Talk Hookup app, and as soon as you fire it up, you'll see the option right away. Text the show. And if you got to text a question over to Ron or Pete, we'd be happy to read them on the air. We'll have a lot of fun. Let us know where you're texting from, and we'll read some of the fun ones during the show today. Like Pete said, man, this is clearly approaching the big Christmas show next week.
Yeah.
We got an extra special sample of that today, and Ron and the boys have just given us such an awesome prize that we're so proud to get to give away. One lucky caller at the end of today's show is going to win a $250 Salty Crew shopping spree. How cool is that,
dude?
You can go down to Fast Lane and just peruse one of the best selections of Salty Crew anywhere. I mean, they've got so much cool stuff in the shop. And, yeah, $250 worth of the best gear out there coming your way from Salty.
Yeah, and then if you can't get down to Fast Lane, you can they'll give you a gift card and you can shop online, right?
Right, right. Yeah, what you do is just call the shop,
yeah,
and I'll get you the code that you can buy right off the catalog.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
But come down, man. It's just fun to go down to Fast Lane and see the whole crew and see everybody and check out everything they got. It's just a really fun one, and, man, an awesome, awesome prize.
Yeah,
we sure
thanks,
appreciate that, Ron, and the whole crew from Salty
Crew. It's his birthday, and he's giving away the gifts.
I like it. Well, again,
you know, that Salty Crew area yesterday was busy.
Oh, it was.
And the kids' stuff is flying off the shelf, and now they added the ladies' stuff.
Oh. Yeah, brand new, right, for Salty Crew?
Oh, Yeah, it's just killing blowing
it.
Up.
Yeah. That's cool. Very cool. Well, again, as you can hear, we just got a great show coming with Ron. So much good info. If you want to get through, 213-432-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is a pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fit. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup here on the Mightier 1090. We're having a great time with Ron Lane from Fast Lane. If you want to join us, phone lines are already packing up. It's 213-432-1090.
And, of course, you can text the show via the Let's Talk Hookup app. Just text the show. You have a question for Ron or a comment, anything.
Anything, yeah, story, bring it on.
Bring it. And let's go ahead and jump in the phones, Rick.
You got it. Well, the phones are packed up. First off the bat, Armand calling from Seal Beach. Good morning, bro. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Good morning.
I'm curious about tackle management. Morning for going in and out of La Jolla. How do you protect your rods and reels from A, getting ejected from the boat, or then getting soaked in seawater?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah, tackle management on the boat.
Well, on the pro angler, which is the big guy, it's real easy. We have rod storage in the sides inside. Now, on the outback, they're kind of exposed. And, you know, you'll want to, like when we put the tackle boxes or the bait tanks in the back, they stand straight up. And I think I understand your question was, how do you keep them dry? Was that?
Or how do you keep them on the boat when you're going through the surf?
I think it was literally both of those things.
My favorite saying is leash it or lose it.
Yeah.
We have a whole gondola of little rod leashes and keepers. I lost a rod down in Cedros Island. I was simply changing lures, and I was grabbing a new lure, and I stuck it in a rod holder. I was trolling with it, and wham, I heard something, and I looked back, and my rod was doing a perfect dive into the water. I turned around, couldn't catch it. Caught a tuna a little later, so it must have been a tuna running around with my new fishing rod.
Oh, so it got...
If I would have had a simple leash on it...
You would have been fine.
And I would have had another fish.
Yeah. Now, one thing that going through the surf I'm on is that you can kind of bring your rods down and lash them, even on an outback, you can kind of lash them to the side, to where you, the deck, to where the there's some places that you can get them down there, right?
Absolutely. On the new outback, they have these bungee keepers that will actually slide into the H-rails, and you can wrap your rods front and back.
Yeah.
But I never do that.
Yeah,
I just really careful coming in through the surf.
Yeah,
and La Jolla is typically kind of small until this time of year.
Yeah,
when you can go out in the morning and be flat, and the next thing you know, it's like 3 or 4 feet and jacking up.
But the safer approach is to, like you say, lash it or leash it or lose it.
Leash your rod. Yeah,
make sure that you're secured. Make sure all your loose stuff on the deck is secure. And the Outback has hatches that you can put stuff in, right?
Oh, great tackle, man. Yeah. You got front hatch, center hatch. The hatch right between your legs it opens forward, and it's a really great place to store
stuff.
Yeah, and sometimes I'll even, when it surf's big, I'll even take off my fish finder.
Yeah.
You know,
that makes sense. Sure.
Always unplug the battery first. Don't leave that end hot unless it's capped. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So the surf is always a challenge.
Yeah, and then of course, if you go to a pro angler, the tackle storage is
crazy.
Built in.
Yeah,
right?
Explain that again. You said there was like a rod locker in the boat almost.
Yeah, the 14 has six tubes in the front, bulkhead, and you can slide your rod tips in.
That's crazy.
And then there's keepers on the side that are bungee tie downs, and it works great.
Almost like a freshwater bass boat. Like,
yep. Exactly.
That is so cool.
Exactly. And I'll do that at times when the waves are really big. You know, keep them in the down. But normally, I've done it enough, and I don't want to jinx it. But I just don't flip coming in. I just take my time, and I understand the surf. And a lot of times, if you're a rookie or if you're not a surfer and don't understand that, sit and watch. Maybe even talk to a guy going out, what he's doing.
Yeah.
But
you don't want to ride the surf.
Don't ride the surf.
Yeah.
Yeah. These aren't surfboards.
You ride the back.
Yeah. Well, exactly, Pete. Yeah. You get right on the back of that swell, and you go as fast as you can through the impact zone. And I will, if it's a big whitewater and I'm coming in, I will jump out of the boat and grab the back handle.
Yeah.
And just, you know, kind of body surf it in with it.
Uh-huh.
What happens in a kayak and you're in the surf and all of a sudden you get hit by the wave? It's going to go sideways, right?
Well, when the wave picks you up and you're coming toward shore, most 14-foot kayaks don't fit in that
slot,
in that shape, so they're going to broach where the bow will pitch one way and then you'll flip over.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of times with paddles, you can feather and lean into it and side slide. But that's a difficult thing when you have, you know, rudders and mirage drives and
gear.
So you want to be, they're so fast that you want to outrace that. You want to wait for the lull in the waves and get on the backside of that wave and just race that backside like you're trying to go through the impact zone before it breaks again. And then keep paddling as fast as you can in until you get to that, you know, point where you look back and you go, oh, that's a big whitewater. Sometimes at low tide, when those sets or those whitewaters spread out, it's a long ways to go, you know. So you're going to have to race it.
Get in there.
Yeah, but
the Hobies with the mirage drive is so fast, you can do that.
You can. You can. Yeah.
And as you've always said, pick your days. Pick your days and pick your time.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you know that little voice, hey, should I be doing this?
Yeah.
That's probably saying Mission Bay might be good.
Yeah, San Diego Bay is a good spotty fishing to be had today.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, that certain amount of excitement, I just absolutely love that. I mean, to me, you know, busting through the surf, I'll actually just wear my trunks, you know, when And then once I get through the surf, I'll then go ahead and put my windbreaker on and the, you know, dry pants and booties and stuff, so I'm not soaked all day.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there are guys that go out in the winter that just catch those big white sea bass,
yeah,
and they've got gear, and they know how to do it.
They know how to do it, yeah.
But they do crash. I mean, it's part of the deal.
Yeah.
So leash it or lose it.
There you go. Armand, hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Did you see that video of Morgan Prominence in Mag Bay with the Marlin in the kayak?
No, I didn't,
oh,
but it doesn't
man.
Surprise me.
Did you see
Absolutely,
it?
I did.
Yeah.
Sick.
Unbelievable. I mean, literally on top of feeding Marlin in an, I believe it was an Outback, just going, wow. It was like, and that's one of the things. It's like, it's kind of, the advantage of a kayak is it's just such a stealthy approach that you can get literally on top of fish
and
be kind of part of them, right?
Well, and what a fisherman he is. When I grow up, I want to be Morgan.
Oh, Morgan's such a great guy, yeah.
Oh, he's such
course,
a good fisherman.
He's been on the show before, Hobie representative, and we got to have him back to tell those stories about the Marlin.
No doubt.
Yeah. Sheesh. Yeah, for sure.
He's a busy boy, though. Hobie guys are keeping him busy.
Oh, yeah. No question.
Well, we had a fun text come through, Ron. This one was from Gary in Lawndale, the Iron Man. It says, Ron, what kind of modifications are needed to use a kayak after dark if you want to do a little hoop netting?
Oh, you know, that's a great question. A guy came in, somebody that worked for, I don't know, Coast Guard or something, and they wanted to do an inspection on my rental boats. And I go, I don't have any rental boats.
Yeah.
And he was so disappointed. He was like kind of an, you know, had
he knew
a clipboard and everything.
He was going to catch you.
And I said, oh, hey, I'm glad you're here. I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
And I go, hey, what's the deal about kayaks and at night?
Yeah, right. What's the legality?
And he goes, I don't know. And I go, wait a minute, you're going to check me for safety stuff and you don't know? And he goes, I'll be back. And he goes out in his car and he comes in with a piece of paper that is he printed out on his computer in his car with a printer in his car. I'm going, wow, that was quick. And he goes, all you need is a flashlight at ready.
No,
I go, a flashlight at ready. He goes, I go, what does that mean? Is that like boat talk or something? A flashlight at ready. And I guess that means that you've got to have it at hand's length. Can't be put away or tucked away so that you can shine it at boats that come at you. And I said, well, what about those red and green lights and the little suction cup ones? And he goes, no, you don't want to use that. And the reason you don't want to use those is you look like a skiff then.
Right.
And you're not a skiff.
They don't want you to look like a skiff.
Right.
But I would think if you're fishing at night, you need to have a continuous light on the boat. I mean, I would think, right?
Oh, yeah.
In case you're doing something, you're pulling a hoop and you don't see a boat coming and they don't see you, it's like, you got to have a boat. You got to have a light.
Pete, how many times have we come in from bluefin fishing and the guys are out lobstering and
you can't see them? No.
So let me tell you, if you're out hooping or you're out fishing, you know, spotties after dark or whatever, man.
Hobie must make
we got all kinds of lights.
Several lights that you can put on the boat up high so that people can see them, right?
Right. There's several kinds. We have them all. And, you know, reflective material is really good, too.
Uh-huh.
We have reflective lights, and the paddles have reflective tape on them. But I can't stress it enough. Light the boat up, even if it's a cheap touch light.
Sure.
I mean, there was one of my clients would take a touch light that you buy at Home Depot,
right?
And he put it on, and he put it inside of his yellow boat, and the whole boat shined yellow.
Oh, okay.
That makes total sense.
There's all kinds of bike accessories that you can buy that just clip on the back of the seat, little lights, little strobes, whatever.
Yeah.
And those things are, I mean, hey, it's your life.
Yeah.
Let's get safe here.
Yeah.
Reflective flags.
Because you cannot see at night, even on the bay. And it's like if you're in a boat and you're dark, you're not seeing anything.
I always think of the same thing as riding dirt bikes in the sand dunes. Like you have to have a whip flag on everything you do. And it's for the same reason that if you're below a dune and somebody's above it, like, you can't see them, so you have to have a flag that's up above whatever you're riding, a bike, an ATV, or whatever. And they make all kinds of where the, you know, the flag is lit or the pole is lit, and you can clip a 9-volt battery to it, and now you've got a 6-foot pole that's got a little LED rope light going through it. I mean, there's so many things, and that's, again, that's like the fun part about the kayak thing is I love the Hobie catalog, but I do, a small part of me misses the garage fab.
The garage art.
I love it. You know, I mean, there's no doubt an H crate is a whole lot cooler than a dirty milk crate that somebody found behind Vons. Yeah. But there's all kinds of, that's part of the fun of the kayak world is just screwing and gluing your accessories to it until it's perfect for what you do.
But you have a whole catalog of accessories at Fastlane.
Oh, absolutely.
A whole catalog.
I just turned to a page right here.
Exactly.
It's Rail Blazer Visibility Kit number 2.
Yeah.
It's a flag, reflective, and a strobe light or a solid light.
Yeah. Wow. Cool.
Built to go exactly on the boat in its specific spot. Yep. Easy on, easy off. Like, everything these guys do is just, it's dialed.
So, but a kayak doesn't need CF numbers. You don't need
unless
to register.
Unless you put a motor on it.
Unless, you, like an electric motor? Like
electric motor, you got to register it.
You got to register it. Okay.
Oh, yeah. What
so, if you put one of those Bixby electric motors on it, you have to have CF numbers.
Yep.
Interesting. And then would you have to have a light?
A hot tip there is go to AAA rather than the DMV to register.
Oh, I'll bet.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, let's find out. He's a day late, but we knew he was traveling. The cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, Cass.
Hey, good morning, guys. Just back from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Spent Monday through yesterday fishing over there, fishing the Everglades and those canals, and then we fished a lake called Ida Lake. First 2 days were kind of slow. We picked up a few peacock bass and a few largemouth, along with some Oscars, you know, the little fish you put in the tanks. Well, these are like 2-3 pounds. Once they get in the – they get – once you get in the wild, they do get pretty good size.
But,
of course, I fished with Harry Guaco, the Italian Stallion, and Gary Vodder, who you know, and then we had some other guys on the trip. And, but let me tell you, the last 2 days, which was, Wednesday and Thursday, Thursday and Friday. I'm losing my train of thought here. Anyway, Thursday and Friday, we, fished the canals and we found a honey hole, about 3 honey holes, and, we just nailed the peacock bass. Not Amazon type or Columbia type peacocks, but these were, you know, running, on the big side, 5 pounds.
Wow. Nice.
But we're getting them 2 to 5 and fish with a world famous guide there out of Fort Lauderdale. He's done a few TV shows and he's done some Amazon videos. Anyway, Frank Carbone, been around in the business for quite a while. He's originally from New Jersey. But as we were fishing there on Thursday, he says, you know, my record, all time record for peacocks in one day is 86. He says, you and Harry are getting pretty close to it. Well, at the end of the day, we had 87.
No kidding. Nice. Wow. 87 in one day. That's a good day.
Yeah. Right. So then Friday, we go back out and went back to the same area, same old honey holes, and got 89.
Wow. So you set double records for him.
Yeah, back to back. So we're officially Frank Carbone's number one record peacock guys. it was a hoot.
That's cool. Now did the other guys get to catch anything, or did you and Harry just catch them all?
No, they did well too. You know, they were having 50-60 fish days. I think one boat had 70 one day. But it was interesting. You know, a lot of wildlife in those Everglades, you know, the big crocs and just amazing, the bird life that's in there. But it was a lot of fun. But
yeah, getting sounds down like to, a different experience.
Oh yeah, it was. And then getting down to Southern Baja, around that San Jose del Cabo area, Bob Lewis there from La Playita reported that the Wahoo and the Dorado were going off pretty good this past week. The tuna, still no tuna up in those banks. I don't know what's happened, Pete. I don't know if it's something permanent. I hope not. But for some reason, those tuna that are there just about year-round and provide good tuna fishing there in that area year-round have moved out. And I have no idea what's going on, but they are finding tuna 40 miles out. under the porpoise, some nice fish, anywhere from, you know, 25, 30 up to 60, 70 pound fish. Guys want marlin. The marlin are around. And like I said, inshore, plenty of sierras, and you get, you know, like I say, a few smaller roosters mixed in. But and the weather's just fabulous down there. Fabulous, fabulous weather. You know, daytime temperatures mid to high 80s. Water temperatures running 78 degrees. So good time to be down there, you know, catching some wahoo and dorado. And like I said, down along the beaches there, sierras of course, the bottom fishery, too, is always there year-round. But anyway, that's the report for this week. I'll talk to you guys next Saturday. You want to book a trip down to Southern Baja, mainland Mexico, Central America, Brazil, Colombia, give us a call at Cast Tours, 800-593-6510. And, Pete, I forgot one more thing. April 15th, they're going to open up Christmas Island. So it looks like our trip in June is a go.
Nice.
Wow.
Good news, Cast.
That's fantastic. And what's the next adventure for Cast?
Going to El Salto, the 26th to 30th of January with the Let's Talk Hookup group.
Right.
Of course, Corey will be on the trip. We got 18 guys on that trip. Should be a hoot. And then after that, going back to Colombia, February 9 to 20, with a group of 10. So should be a hoot those first 2 months.
There you go. No grass grows under Cass's feet, that's for sure. All right, Cass.
Gotta keep moving, Pete.
Gotta keep moving. There's no doubt about that. Hey, keep it rolling, Cass, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
All right, boys. Take care.
See you, Cass.
Right, thanks.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone calls. We got catch report updates. All kinds of great info. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alagnak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alagnak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls and Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat. Now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper-equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test drive. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take-a-ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, talking fast lane, and it's time to talk some catch report.
Yeah, let's find out what's biting.
You got it, man. Today, that catch report is sponsored by Summit Gasoline, discount Everingham Brothers live bait gift certificates. They have ice, fishing licenses, beer, soda, water, snacks, coffee, the best price on gas and diesel, and that's the most important part about Summit. It's Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Very easy in and out pull through with your boat trailer. And for a limited time, you can get 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum of a 35-gallon purchase. You heard that right, 100 pounds of free ice. There's no better place to get gas and load up on everything you need to go fishing than Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. A great spot for sure. We're going to find out what's biting out there. Heading on up to Dana War Sport Fishing, talking to Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going this morning?
Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
You're good. Chilly this morning.
Ooh, yeah.
You are not lying, buddy.
Yeah, chilly stuff. Hey, for us this week, you know, pretty mellow week. We got some boats out a few days. Obviously, the weather days had us tied to the dock there. But mixed bag fishing for us on both our half and three-quarter day trips. Things bounced back pretty quick, though, after that front blew through here. You know, our water temp still yesterday leaving the harbor, 61 degrees. Saw a little bit of 60-degree water yesterday, too, so... Still pretty amazing considering, you know, things that got shaken up there a little bit.
Yeah.
Bass fishing right now on the half-day trips has been pretty good. We've had nice live anchovy for bait, so that's certainly helped our cause there. But, yeah, it's been good stuff for sure. Nice, like, 5-inch anchovy. Some really nice sheephead for the anglers on the shrimp and the clam. And, man, you know those anchovies catch plenty of sheephead, too, so we've seen some nice sheephead on that live day as well. Sliding egg sinker rigs, I'd say fish the best. That bass is still kind of mid-water. We did see some real nice sand bass, too, for guys this week, slowly rolling the rubber lure across the bottom, you know, kind of bouncing that 6-inch or 5-inch swim bait down along the bottom. Some nice sand bass that way, some sculpin as well. Out in the deeper water there in that lower cod area out there off like Fox Canyon and Camp Pendleton, lots of whitefish and sculpin in our counts this week. That stuff's starting to push in. It always seems like that sculpin knows it's time for it to come center stage. As the rockfish, you know, gets ready to shut itself down there. So we'll start seeing some more of that sculpin in our counts, I'm sure, as that, you know, water temperature continues to drop and that stuff pushes in there. Dropper loop anchovies, again, were the way to go for that fish out there. And some rubber lures, again, accounted for that sculpin out on the flat, hard bottom. But over the higher relief spots, the mixed rockfish, you know, we're all over that live bait, too. You know, it's funny. Sculpin really like that flat hard bottom, and then that, you know, once we get a little bit of relief, we start seeing that better quality rockfish as they like to, you know, be the top dog on that hard bottom. And then a few nice sand bass out deep too in that water, some solid sheephead even out in a couple hundred feet of water as well this week. 8 to 10 ounce sinkers was perfect for our fishermen with not a whole lot of current. And it was just a nice week. So we know we have some weather coming this next week, but, you know, you guys watch the weather, make those reservations. We'd love to get you out on the water. You can book online, danawharf.com, or call the landing up here, 949-496-5794.
Nice that everything's all opened up for you again, too, right?
Yeah, no, that's certainly been nice, too, for the half-day guys. They don't have to run 10 miles of fish, so that's been good. Yep. Anchor in the water within 15, 20 minutes has been a good deal.
Sweet. All right. Great to hear from you, Captain Brian Woolley and Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Always a great place to go, especially for winter and spring fishing, for sure. And we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Sunday it is. Thanks, guys. Have a good week. We'll talk to you then.
Appreciate that.
Thanks, Woolley. All right. Well, while we're waiting for our surf guru to join us, we had a great text that came through. It says, good morning, guys. Great show. When you're kayaking and Mother Nature calls, what's the best way to handle that? You know, it's a legitimate question for somebody that's, you know, wanting to be on the boat and having to deal with it and being afraid of being in the seat. Any tips or suggestions?
Wow. That's an unusual.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have that problem because I'm not shy.
Yeah.
But there are, you know, Chris Minnick made a little... what he calls relief tube. and it works. Yeah. So you could be pretty inventive on that.
Yeah. You have to be creative, shall you say.
Very creative.
Yeah.
It sure would be bad to, you know, get busted by some aggressive harbor patrolman.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's an issue.
One.
Yeah, it is an issue.
Yeah, it's an issue. So,
and I know that when we're mothership fishing, you know, out at San Clemente, that I don't really take time to go back to the boat.
Yeah. Well, so, but you're far enough offshore and you're away from people and stuff like that. It's not that big a deal.
Right.
Yeah. You just have to kind of...
And the boats are stable.
You have to dress appropriately.
Read the room.
Yeah. Yeah.
Read the room. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But dress appropriately so that you can...
Yeah, so you can deal with it.
You can deal with it. I think that's probably the best advice there, for sure.
And you know what? These boats are so much more stable than... If you're comparing a Hobie Outback to a canoe when you were a kid, it's a different scenario.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not going to tip over from you just leaning a little bit one way or the other.
Right.
You make it work.
Right, for
Thank
sure.
Thank goodness.
Hey, another great text from our buddy Jeff from Sagros Kayak Fishing. As great show. We are lucky to have such great support from Fastlane Kayaks and the Lane family. Thank you for all you do and looking forward to 2022.
Boy, am I looking forward to going to that place. Now, Jeff said something last trip, and this was funny. We're over at Chester's Rock, and we're roping calicos and yellowtail. And everything was going off. Every lure was working. And Jeff takes his phone, and he turns it and does a selfie video, and he says, "Listen, it's this easy. Just get on the plane." And he has this, and then he holds up this big calico that had completely eaten one of Corey Sandin's weedless, you know, those big old ones.
8-inch weedless.
Gone. Down his throat. This thing was huge, and the mouth is open. I swear the mouth was almost the size of Jeff's head.
Wow.
And he's holding it up, and he did this video, and it says, and that's as simple as it can be. Yeah. Just get on the plane.
Yeah.
And that should be his motto.
Yeah.
Whatever you've got to do.
Down there.
God, no kidding.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. They are packed up. Next up is Jerry from Dana Point. Hi, Jerry. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, guys. I had a question for Ron. And was wondering, are you guys ever going to open back up on Sundays?
Oh, good question. You know what happened? We started to go to church on Sundays, and it got really comfortable and felt fun. And so, no, I don't think we're going to open on Sundays. But you know what? We started closing on Mondays, too. And then another thing happened. We got kind of lazy, and that feels bad. So we may open back up on Mondays. But right now we're closed on Sundays and Mondays. And a lot of that was due to staffing and getting product. It was so hard to get product. But if you need something, you can just call the shop, and the UPS man will be there the next day.
Yeah.
So and if it's the only day you can get down, I am not opposed to meeting somebody for a boat on a Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah.
So special open by special appointment.
Well, you know, I want to sell boats, and I have so much fun doing it, and all these clients of mine are so fun that what the heck?
Yeah. So if you can only get down on a Sunday, call them up.
Call the shop. Yeah.
Ron will meet you.
Yeah. And you know, I have staff guys. We run boats all over the place. So I hope it's not a problem.
All right.
That's cool.
Cool.
Well said.
Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. It's amazing how last year changed everything, you know, just staffing and product availability. I mean, there were times when I'd go into Fastlane and there was, like, no product on the shelf.
Oh.
I mean, it was like, but now I went in there the other day and it's like, you guys are stacked.
Oh, and it's really kind of fun because our storage room is so full that we had to stack boats on boats in the showroom.
Wow.
So, no kidding.
And I'm looking at these piles, and I go, oh, this is great.
Yeah.
I'm hoarding right now.
Yeah.
Anytime I can get boats, if Hobie says they got boats, I buy them.
Yeah.
They just, it's.
Yeah, because you know you're going to sell them.
They make such a good product.
Oh, yeah.
And so many different ones that I'll buy as many as they can get me.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones,
Rick. You got it. Next up is Mike. He's calling us from La Habra Heights this morning. What up, Mike? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yes, good morning. I'm 70 years old. I'm retired. I have a bad back. I spend all my time fishing in the Sierras. I've been float tubing. I've realized, though, I don't want to be in the water. I want to be on the water. So I was wondering about a suggestion. I need a suggestion on a kayak that I can lift.
Absolutely.
That's a great question, Mike.
I couldn't have asked for a better question. The I-9 is your boat. And I am so convinced of that. I was up fishing Twin Lakes, Lake Mary. We would basically blow up, show up, be in the water so fast. And I'm just this is a funny story, and I don't mean to go long, but the I-9's your boat. It only weighs 50 pounds. It'll take up a very small little place in your car. You can put them in. We put one in a smart car. The guy's, you know.
Smart car.
Yeah, one of those little teeny cars. Yeah. Anyway, that boat was, we were in the I-11s, and we were paddling around, and the float tube guys were sitting there, and my wife was having so much fun going around them and everything, and she came over to me, and she goes, Ron, those guys aren't being very friendly. And I go, well, Debbie, you're going right by them, and you're going Mach 5, and you're smiling. They're fishing. So I was kind of cracking up at how fast you can get to around the lake on an I-11, yeah. I-9. Oh, they're so fast, so maneuverable, and you're way out of the water, sitting on the most comfortable lawn chair you've ever sat in.
Stable too.
Oh, very stable. That new I-9's 40 inches wide.
40 inches.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sunday, Hayden's dog, that big old dog, will walk all the way around the thing. And I have a picture of it standing on the nose like a dog hanging 10. And the bow didn't even go down. Yeah, no, it's very stable, very buoyant, great to fish out of.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
And lots of tackle storage and places
The tackle storage in an inflatable, you're not using inside the hull. So
you
have to be creative. And Hobie makes the H-crate, which fits so well and holds four rods, and then you have tackle bins you can put on top of it or in it. Now, Chris Minnick again, he walks in, he goes, look at this plain old box I found. A perfect little plastic box. That's the one I used on the Lynx.
Right.
It holds my radio, all my tackle in it. It clips. It's a clear box that slides right under the seat. It's perfect.
So you got a quick grab with all your essentials.
It's
you can throw your extra gear in the H-crate. The H-crate goes behind you or in front of you?
Yep, behind
you. Perfect. Yeah, perfect.
It is awesome.
So there's your answer.
Throw your rods, throw your net, all your trout gear lives in the H-crate. Your quick stuff is under your seat.
I am so convinced of this. You've got to come down to the store, buy an I-9, and then you'll be so excited about this boat and how fast it blows up, how well you can fish it.
Yeah.
And then when you go to put it away, it goes back in the bag. It actually goes back in the bag. An inflatable that goes back in the bag is huge.
Yeah. So can you test these? Like, do you have, can you get them in the water on them?
No. Everyone I got sold.
All sold, yeah.
Yeah, and they're selling so fast. But there will be a time. I mean, some people just need to try them.
Yeah.
But once they come down to the store and see them, sit on them in the store, because we haven't been able to keep them in stock, and we don't have demos right now, but we will.
So even with an inflatable, though, you can still use the same pedal Mirage Drive system?
Oh, the same ones in it. And if you want to upgrade, you can get a reverse. They don't put reverse in the I-9 because it's so nimble.
That's what you're saying. It turns so good on its own, you don't really need to.
You don't really need to. But some guys do that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Hey, hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call.
Hey, I want to remind you, if you want to check out the brand new 2022 CCA calendar, it's now available. It's available at all the Lannings, tackle shops, surffishtackle.com. That's a great place to get it. When we come back, we got our man Gundy Gunderson, the surf guru, is going to be joining us. Lots of great Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zesty vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
San Diego. Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
This is the wheel Southern California saltwater anglers have been waiting for. The new Shimano Torium 40 HG. From casting wahoo bombs while long-range fishing, fishing local tuna or rockfish, the new Shimano Torium 40 HG should be part of your arsenal. With more capacity, more power, and an amazing 31 pounds of drag with Shimano's carbon drag system, nothing rivals this addition to the Torium lineup. Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters says Shimano engineered Torium for the way we fish on the West Coast. With casting gear on conventional tackle. Torium's power and fishability are rooted in its body. A rigid, all-metal Hagane body encases Torium, delivering both stiffness and impact resistance. Angler's actions are transformed directly into cranking power. Torium's S-compact body design makes it easier for anglers to control hooked fish in critical situations. The new Shimano Torium 40 HD is now available at your local Shimano dealer. Grab yours today.